You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
We are coming up to our DIY slot right here on Zone Radio, and I'm happy to welcome Mark from Paintsmiths and Sarul from Gridline Solutions. Hello and welcome.
This DIY feature is proudly sponsored by Paintsmiths Long Beach. Service and knowledge with pleasure.
I visit Paintsmiths for all things paint and revamp.
I visit Paintsmiths for trade and paint contractor advice.
And we are here for each individual or business in the valley. Service and knowledge. With pleasure. Paintsmiths Long Beach. Bulalo Drive. Sunnydale.
As I said, welcome, welcome.
We're back.
Welcome. You're back. Sorry, my first time. You're back. Welcome, welcome.
You're doing
to
well.
Me.
You're doing well. Thank you. I must just tell you, Jan, yes. I understand how you ladies feel when you give birth.
Oh, no.
Yes. I have a head cold. So I know the pain that you go through.
You know that everybody in the valley has heard that you've got a head cold.
The pain is unbearable, but we're going to do it.
You'll be fine.
We're going to do it.
Okay, I'm going to hand over to the two of you. And
awesome.
Let us.
Thank you. It's the last in the three series that we had. And it comes to the most important part is your COC, your electrical engineer. Your unit has been installed. It's working. And you need to get approval from the city of Cape Town, or you need to give them all the documents. But what I want to do before that, just out of interest, sake, there's a lot of kickback from a lot of homeowners out in the valley and around Cape Town. When they have inverters installed, PV panels installed, as we mentioned previously, you've got to have an approved inverter installed in your home, approved by the city of Cape Town. Most citizens agree with that. And they go with it, and they do what the law says. But just interesting, I went on a website, and a couple of comments I just want to read and show you how short-sighted a lot of homeowners are. And these are comments that were put on a website, the City of Cape Town's website. It's none of your business what I put in. I pay my rates and taxes, and I refuse now to let you tell me what I can do and what I can't do. Point number one. Another point is, if we're not careful, these hyper-bureaucratic government is, and there will soon be laws and fines for anything, even trimming your hair. Shame on you, City of Cape Town. We put the government in power, not the other way around. This one I like here. I'll do what I want on my own property. Check. So, yes, unfortunately, there are homeowners out there that have uncertified inverters going into their homes, uncertified installers installing the systems. And as we mentioned before, homes are burning down. Sorrel's busy with a home now that burned down. Not their fault. It was an electrical fault somewhere else. We've heard of fires at Vodacom, if I remember correctly, Sorrel. We've heard of factories burning down. And the reason for that is the chaps aren't doing it properly. They're getting someone cheap to come and do the job. They aren't registered. It works, yes, but there are serious dangers in it. Sorrel's recommendation to me was send your COC and your engineer's report, send it through to your insurance company. Have it documented. Have it documented with the company or the bank that does your home loan. Have it on record. Make sure that they acknowledge they have it. Mm-hmm. Your house burns down. Insurance companies, unfortunately, are going to choose any small excuse to turn down your claim.
That's right.
You're sitting with a 3 million rand house that burns down, and the insurance company says, I haven't got a COC.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't got an electrical engineer's report. We're not paying out your claim.
That's it.
Very important.
Yeah. So, Mark, I think it's important to know that if you need to do a claim at your insurance company, they're going to ask a couple of questions. They're going to appoint an inspector or assessor to come and assist. And you have no control over what that person says in their report. So if they come onto your property and they find certain things amiss, they're going to note it on the report. Whether or not you arrange with your electrician to have it repaired later or not to have it repaired because it's always been like that and there's plugs that are not earthed, as an example.
And sorry, it's got nothing to do with your inverter. They go from start to finish on your DB board, your earthing, the whole bank shoot.
Yeah, absolutely, because it's all connected to the electrical circuit of your house. So according to them, it's applicable. And whatever they find wrong, they're going to note in their report. You then going to have that battle with your insurance company, why it is applicable, why it isn't applicable, and what was left out of the report. While if you have a maintenance record, so you have a certified company cleaning your panels, you've got the same company does a check on your inverter and your system, and they give you a certificate at the end of the day saying that the maintenance has been completed according to SANS regulation. You get a qualified electrician, gives you a COC, tells you exactly what's included, what's not included. You know, that all those things at the end of the day become applicable. And if you send that to your insurance company after the fact, what do they have to say about it then?
I'm with you. So it's a really good idea for all the listeners out there. If you've had a PV system installed, you've had an inverter installed, you have a COC, you have an engineer's report, send that through to your bank, send it through wherever you got your bond, send it through to your insurance company, and insist that they acknowledge receipt of that document.
Absolutely.
It's all good and well. You send it through, you leave it, you've done your job. I can tell you right now, when the pawpaw hits the fan, we didn't receive that. It must have gone to junk mail. Get a receipt, a read receipt, and physical acknowledgement from them that they've received it, they've put it on your file. You're now being proactive.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, they can't penalize you for being proactive. Mm. And doing these things is just going to count in your favor at the end of the day, because an electrical system, like any system, it can go faulty. Things can corrode off. The one client, we notice a bat in the ceiling, and there was an exposed cable.
You mustn't let Ozzy Osbourne know about that.
the droppings were falling on the cables and an exposed connection. He had a connector block there. There was a short. It actually burnt the cable off, and he had no idea. We found it like that, but obviously that connection is still live. So, you know, going forward at some point, there can be moisture in the ceiling and it can cause further
dust
problems.
Dust is another problem.
Dust. So it's good to, and here's the thing, you don't need a full COC unless you're going to sell your home or sell your property. But you'll know if there's electrical issues that need to be addressed. If you get an electrical engineer in or a company to do an inspection, they're going to produce a list of faults. You've got time to go through those faults, to repair those faults, budget for what you want to repair now, what you want to repair later, and have the peace of mind that your house is electrically sound, that everything has been looked at by a qualified electrician. And should something go wrong, I mean, most of our stuff comes from China, these things go wrong. And at some point, there's an issue, you want to lodge a claim with the insurance company. These things could have been sorted out a long time ago.
What's interesting you mentioned there now, and if I bought my house 50 years ago, I've got a COC which is 50 years old, 40 years old, whatever the case is. Things change in that 30, 40 years.
Absolutely.
Dramatically. So if you are putting an inverter in, if you're taking the time and spending the money on upgrading your home, go and do the whole lot. Ask that electrician to do a proper COC from start to finish. Mm-hmm. You don't want 40-year-old cables in your roof. while he's there, it's going to cost you a little bit extra for him to do the rest of your house. He can then give you a list of where he recommends you should look at, which is going to be a danger.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's worthwhile doing it.
He's there.
He's busy installing the inverter, the batteries. He's going to give you advice. He's going to take responsibility for a section of your house, since he has to give you a COC for the inverter and the inverter's DB. So you might as well contract him just to have a look, provide a list of other faults that he's found. you are aware of it, and then you've got the control to do something about it.
You mentioned a very important thing. As an installer of inverters and PVs, when you give a COC, you're only giving a COC for the work you have done. So yes. In other words, the COC is not a COC for the home, all the electrics. It's just for the work regarding your inverter and mm-hmm. your PV panel.
Absolutely.
So don't rely on the fact that all of a sudden you've got a COC in your hand, and this is a COC for your whole home as far as electrics are concerned.
Sure.
It's not. And if I remember correctly, it states very clearly on that COC, it is only for the inverters, the PV panels, etc. It excludes the rest of the home's electrics.
Sure. So, I mean, it's understandable that if you get a contractor in to do the solar PV section, how can you expect him to take responsibility for the entire house? So his COC will be one of two. So if you can produce a COC for the main DB board, he's going to mark his COC as supplementary to that one, and then he's going to note that it only covers the inverter DB, the batteries, and everything else that is installed. If you can't produce a COC, he has to do a new initial COC, but then he can also do it only on the inverter DB and specify on that COC that it excludes the main DB board as well as all the other plugs and lights and things that that he did not install. So you
so in
are,
theory, you haven't got a COC for your home.
No, you don't. No, and you're not covered. So if you can't produce a COC to the electrical company and say, well, look, there was a fire in my ceiling. It was these old 12-volt downlighter transformers, one-quarter light, burned down half my roof. They're still going to ask you, well, it was electrically installed by who, at which point, and where's the COC?
And now you've got a problem. Now you've got a problem. This is when you've got to move in with the kids.
Yeah, that's usually when it gets sticky.
Okay, and the kids don't want you. Why, Sorrel, and it's an interesting question, a lot of people have asked it, why do I need an electrical engineer to sign off my PV panels, my inverters? When a normal electrician can give me a COC and everyone's happy with that, now all of a sudden I have an inverter, I have PV, I have big batteries. Why do I need an electrical engineer? Because that could add a good couple of thousand rand onto the price.
Well, Mark, there's a whole number of reasons why. I'm going to give you the top three, in my opinion. First of all, you must remember that an electrician who's qualified and certified to work on your DB board, to do AC work, they are qualified to do that section or that portion of the installation.
The old traditional Sparky.
Yes, exactly. They're not necessarily qualified by PQRS, they don't carry a PV green card where they actually studied and they are certified to work with DC power. You must remember that solar panels, a string of solar panels, can carry up to 500 to 1,000 to 1,500 volts DC. And unless you know and you trained exactly how to deal with that, you can't take responsibility for that section. So PV installers are usually trained, and they've got a qualified electrician on their team to do the AC bit. And then you need an engineer to basically check both parties' work, the PV installer as well as the normal Sparky's.
So that's
work.
Your AC current as well as your DC current.
Correct, correct. They will then put their John Hancock on the application that goes to the city or to municipality, if you're not in City of Cape Town, your other municipality, saying that they can confirm that both sections, the AC work, the DC work, has been done according to SANS specifications. That's basically what they're there for, because the engineer would have studied both.
And I'm going to go back to the original when we chatted about insurance companies. If you don't have that signature, you're moving in with your children. If your home burns down,
yeah,
you've got a problem with the insurance companies.
So look, the insurance companies usually don't require SSEG. There's many municipalities in the country where there's actually no mechanism for SSEG, in which case you'll just send them a letter notifying them, look, I've got an inverter with a couple of solar panels, and you might just get somebody to draw up a line drawing for you, and you just send it in as a formality to let them know. If there's ever issue, you know, you've got record of communicating that. In City of Cape Town and all the municipalities, most municipalities in the Western Cape, they do have a mechanism for that. They require that. They specifically ask you to do that. And to do the line drawing and to certify everything, the main person is the electrical engineer who does that. If you don't have an electrical engineer signing off the whole system, it doesn't mean the system was installed wrong, but it is the final authority who's going to sign off both the AC as well as the DC work.
I'm not going to put you on a spot, but the City of Cape Town's rules differ greatly to the rules of any other municipality in the country, whether you're in Gauteng, KwaZulu-Natal, etc. In your opinion, are they doing the right thing? Are they going overboard? But from what I understand, their employees are at risk should your installation not be done according to what they require. Feedback into the grid. They switch off the grid. They need to change streetlights. As far as they're concerned, mm-hmm. The electrical power's off. They can change the streetlights. But they get perms.
Exactly.
Because you're feeding back into the grid.
That is the main reason why they require extra people to sign things off. In my opinion, it's very progressive. As in, the rest of the country is probably way further behind in their legislation of solar PV. We know there's a lot of guys that they do the illegal thing. They try to make their electrical meter turn back. And that is possible if you've got an old meter. And once again, if you do something like that, you're putting power back onto the grid.
You're risking someone's life.
Somebody is going to have to maintain the wiring in the road, the street lamps and things like that, everything connected to the transformer down the road. And if you, and they call it islanding, so if you island somewhere in the neighborhood, putting power back onto the grid, you're putting people's lives in danger. Not just yours, you're putting power back into every other house in the neighborhood as well, because it's all connected to the transformer. So it's very dangerous, and it's just good that an electrical engineer has the final check on settings on the inverter. Is your inverter, and the City of Cape Town favors bidirectional inverters that can sell back to the grid. And if the setting on the inverter is incorrect and it's pushing power back to the grid without your knowledge, you can be held liable. Now, saying that, on the other hand, all these inverters, most of these inverters, do have safety protection that prevents that. But at the end of the day, you, the client, you've got an inverter. You don't necessarily understand exactly how this works. It's good to have an electrical engineer sign it off, and you have that peace of mind.
As citizens, we're very quick to complain. The rules, the City of Cape Town, I read a couple of comments where homeowners says it's got nothing to do with you. Mm-hmm. What I put in my home, I pay my rates and taxes, it's got nothing to do. Very, very short-sighted, I think. It's got a whole heap to do with the City of Cape Town.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go and hide it. Don't go and hide the fact that you have an inverter installed, you have PV panels installed. Get an electrician to come in and connect it up.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to come back and bite you. Not this month, not next month, maybe not next year, but mm-hmm. it will come and bite you if you haven't gone through the process.
There's reasons why the city has made the decision to have an inverter list, and it's my opinion that in certain areas they are maybe a little bit too progressive, where they maybe have overstepped a line and gone a little bit too far, and instead of suggesting, dictating what you can and can't do, there's even some electrical engineers who dispute what the City of Cape Town is saying. But at the end of the day, I can tell you the inverters that they have on their list are among the best inverters. It's not the cheap, I don't want to call it cheap Chinese.
See, one of the comments was, they're getting kickbacks from the supplier. the city of Cape Town. Put my inverter on the list, and I'll give you a kickback.
That's absolutely I can't comment on that, but if that's the case.
I can't see that happening.
Yeah, it can be true. It maybe it's not. I can't comment on that, but I can tell you all the inverters that is on that list are very good inverters. They've got a lot of safety protection. The main ones, and I can drop a couple of names because I don't manufacture these inverters, but most people go for the Day inverters or the SunSync inverters, the Goodwee inverters. Those are very good inverters, very good technology. Battery technology, there's a lot of duds out there. Comes from
and you've
Asia.
You've come across a couple
we've
of them.
We've come across all of them.
So we've chatted about, and this is the last in the little series. This is right at the end. It's get your system approved, get the necessary signatures, get the necessary companies to acknowledge they have your documentation. There may be listeners out there now that have had a system installed. They're now sitting and listening to this and going, oops, I didn't think of that. I didn't think that my electrical system is now 30 years old. I'll put this up on the quiet. I've only got two panels. Maybe the city council not going to find out. I'm now concerned about my family's welfare, their well-being, and my house. Are you in a position to assist those homeowners?
There's a lot of options. Mark, I can honestly tell you there's a lot of things you can do about it. You're not going to be penalized. If you haven't done anything about it up to this point, you've got time. You can still do something about it.
Can you assist those homeowners?
We can. We've got a couple of special products that we especially made available to clients who have non-compliant installations and would like to become compliant. It's not even an arm and a leg. It's very affordable. And
Gridline can do that.
Yes, absolutely.
If they want to come clean, they want an electrical engineer to come and have a look, Gridline can go in and do it as well.
Absolutely, yes.
I've got a WhatsApp that's come in. I hope that you can answer this. In an apartment block, as an owner, one is obliged to have a COC for your apartment. One, what about the exterior common areas, which fall under the body corporate? Two, how often should they have to produce a COC for the apartment block? Surely an up-to-date COC is required for a sale of an apartment. And if the apartment block does not have a COC, are insurance policies of the apartment owner if a fire occurs in the common area? So, yeah, that's quite a...
I'm out of this one.
So, once again, it comes down to who's going to be held liable. So, apartment owner will have a sectional title. They will have their own electricity meter, their own DB board. But then the body corporate also has a meter, a DB board for the garden lights and the
common
front
areas.
The common areas. So the law says that if you install anything or make any electrical changes, you need to include that on a COC. So if you already have a COC and you add garden lights, the electrician who did that and connected that to your DB board will then give you a supplementary COC that will cover the
garden
lights.
That's just for your apartment, not for the body corporate.
No, that would be the body corporate because that's in
the common areas.
If you've got a small garden for your flat and you connect garden lights that's connected to your DB board, you have to get your own electrician to give you a supplementary COC. And that's going to cover you. You know, here's the thing. Stuff can go faulty. There's a small fire. It burns the wall that is in a common area. Now you are being held liable because the fire started in your property. But you are covered because you have the COC, you have insurance, and your insurance will say, okay, thank you very much. We take note that it was installed professionally. We see that a qualified electrician gave you a COC for the installation, and you know there's a it gets sorted out between the insurance companies, but you have to have that in place, otherwise you're liable.
It goes down to documentation. Get your house in order. Mm-hmm. That's the bottom line. Do the right thing, and if you're hiding it, you're on a hiding to nowhere.
No, sure. Look, even if your COC is 20 years old, if you have a COC for everything you have in your house? Well, I mean, you don't need to update the COC every 5 years, but you, at least you are covered. You are you can't be held liable for something you had done and didn't get a COC for, and that brings it into dispute whether it was done professionally and whether it was done in a safe way.
That listener, it might be a good idea. I don't know. I'm speaking out of turn. I have very little knowledge of this. Is it worth her while going to the body corp and saying, just for my records, can you supply me with a COC for the body for the whole complex? Yeah, I have my own COC, but it would be a good thing just for my records to have your COC as well.
Yeah, the body corporate should have a COC because, once again, if they are held liable, let's say a fire starts in the garages, that's in the common area, and a couple of people sustain damage, there's going to be a claim against the body corporate. If the body corporate can't cover it, well, it's going to get very sticky. So once again, the body corporate should have their own electrical COC, their own insurance. And yes, absolutely. So if that maybe answers the question, the body corporate should have a COC for the electrical installation on the common areas.
Ask for one, stick it in your file.
Yep.
Okay, awesome. So we're running out of time very, very quickly. We want to go back just very, very quickly, and we're going to what we've covered in the last 3 weeks or the three little chats that we've had. Just want to go through a checklist for the listeners out there to understand what is required if they're considering going PV. We've covered in the various little chats that we've had. Most importantly, ask your service provider, where's he installed? What previous PV installations has he done?
Yep.
Ask for references.
Yes.
Pick up the phone. If you are given a reference, pick up the phone and phone that reference.
Mm-hmm.
Don't accept the fact that there's a reference on a piece of paper. That's not a reference. Phone the reference up. Is he happy? Has he got COCs?
Mm-hmm.
What are the problems he's picked up?
Mm-hmm.
There are going to be teething issues. We all pick it up. But overall, is he happy with the company that he's dealing with?
Correct.
Establish whether the solar PV service provider, what's he going to do? Is he doing it from start to finish?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want any ambiguity while the installation's going on.
Mm.
You said, I said, you didn't, I did.
Does he use subcontractors?
Have it all documented on paper so that there's no arguments, there's no disputes later on.
Mm-hmm.
Got to be accredited.
Yes, absolutely.
First thing, show me your paper. Show me your little card. Show me your paper that you are accredited. And if you're going to utilize a third party, are they accredited?
Mm-hmm.
So it's all good and well me making use of you, but if you're making use of someone else, are they accredited as well?
Correct.
I'm going to hold you personally responsible for it. And I want to know that the guys on my site that you've subcontracted also have the little pink piece of paper.
Absolutely.
I think you guys call it the PV green card.
So there's two authorities that certify PV installers. We do... AREP, Association for Renewable Energy Practitioners, okay. PQRS, they've got a P4 certification. If somebody has a P4 certification, you know that they know a lot. That it's a very, very thorough
certification. Is it a piece of paper they carry around?
They've got a registration. You can go and check it online. You can phone PQRS, and they've got a certificate that they are certified. So they can produce that along with a certification number.
Search online, where would the potential home or the homeowner go and have a look for?
So they can contact PQRS, that is the certification authority. They do the training. The training is called and the certification is called P4. And then the other one that guys also get is a PV green card. The PV green card, I just want to maybe quickly explain the difference between the two. PV green card only deals with hybrid with the bidirectional inverters, while the P4 deals with hybrid, off-grid, all sorts of different inverters. I know the PV green card doesn't necessarily include battery technology, while the P4 does. So it's just my opinion, the P4 is the better one of the two. And I can tell you that from my experience, a lot of electricians that try to even pass the P4 certification
fail. They struggle.
It's very difficult. It's very
AC thorough. And DC, two different animals.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Grit-tight systems got to be signed off by an engineer that we've discussed.
In this municipality, all systems
and
need to.
And ECSA registered.
Yes.
So it doesn't help signing off with an electrical engineer, but he's got to be ECSA registered.
Mm-hmm. It's a block that needs to be ticked on the form.
Okay. And then last one, find out if the installer is registered with SEPVIA. Or the electrical contractor's board.
Yes. So usually that's for the one who's going to sign off the COC. So the electrician, qualified electrician. Is he a single-phase tester? Is he a master electrician? Is he a three-phase electrician? And then, once again, if you've got a three-phase, make sure you've got a three-phase electrician signing off the COC. He's not allowed to give you three COCs, single-phase COCs for your three phases. It needs to be a three-phase electrician to sign off the installation electrician.
Okay, awesome. Mm. We're running out of time. Quick one. You're a one-stop shop.
Yes.
From quotes, installations, COCs, electrical engineer signatures.
Correct.
Maintenance.
Yes.
Cleaning panels, cleaning filters.
Yep.
We've discussed cleaning panels last week.
Yes.
Once a year or so, get them professionally clean. You're going to lose a lot of power from dirty panels. You can lose 10, 15, 20%. Bird droppings,
and the
dust, etc.
Panels get damaged. It's a problem.
Your cell phone number.
I'll give our landline number, 021-204-4580.
One-stop shop, I can vouch for him.
Well, thank you so much. And I must say, Paul says thank you. He does some thumbs up. So you definitely did answer his...
Check some boxes.
You answered his questions. And I must say that I did find that very interesting. But because we're sitting in a situation where we need inverters and solar, but we just sort of buy the little giddy, plug and play, but... Take care of your homes, folks. Take care of your
homes. Just a very quick one before we go. We are very fortunate down here in the Cape, chatting to a friend up in Pretoria. They've got no water. They've got no electricity. We haven't had load shedding for quite a while, or decent, proper load shedding.
Mm-hmm.
Can you not say that?
So we're very fortunate. It's taken a back seat a little bit. I'm sure Sarah will agree. But it's going to come back. It's going to come back.
Yeah.
Super. Thank you very much indeed, Jan.
Thank you both. And as I said, it really has been very, very, very interesting. And it is sad about those homes that have burnt down. And let's try and prevent that. And these are the guys. These are the guys that you always, always get hold of. So I thank you all both very, very much for coming in.
Great stuff.
That DIY feature was brought to you by Paintsmiths Long Beach. Service and knowledge. With pleasure. I visit Paintsmiths for all things paint and revamp.
I visit Paintsmiths for trade and paint contractor advice.
And we are here for each individual or business in the valley. Service and knowledge. With pleasure. Paintsmiths Long Beach. Bulalo Drive. Sunnydale.